Sloan Bradley, Class of 2026.
So comes snow after fire, and even dragons have their ending. In The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien, Bilbo Baggins has already endured many adventures and trials by the time the clouds burst in Chapter 17, igniting the Battle of Five Armies. As Bilbo watches this battle begin and sees the men, dwarves, and elves losing the fight, he realizes that he will probably not make it home to his armchair and his books, instead resigning himself to his fate as the elves make a desperate and valiant last stand. In the end, Beorn and a large force of eagles arrive at the darkest hour and save them. And Bilbo later begins his journey back home with Gandalf and Balin. After the fires of Smaug and the torches of the goblins, Bilbo sees snow gleaming on the tops of the Misty Mountains, a peaceful scene after so many trials. What seemed so fearsome and intimidating during his quest now was a memory. Whether it was the legions of orcs battling the forces of men, elves, and dwarves on the wastes before the Lonely Mountain, or bands of angry goblins chasing the hobbit, even something so dreadfully large as a dragon eventually found its end. This mirrors the end of Bilbo's own journey. Bilbo at the beginning of The Hobbit could not see past the huge quest that lay before him. But similarly to the dragon Bilbo had faced, the quest had met its end and Bilbo was returning home. This also mirrors our own lives and our Christian walk, serving as a comforting reminder that whatever we are facing, no matter how daunting, will end. And probably just like Bilbo, we will be wiser in the end, knowing that our home awaits us, even if it is a dragon we face.